السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يبعث كل عبد على ما مات عليه، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the month of Ramadan through His fadl, through His grace, and now it has passed. And our deen is not confined to the month of Ramadan. When our deen is not confined to the month of Ramadan, then if we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in the month of Ramadan, then we cannot say we have been successful. If our deen was confined only to the month of Ramadan, like in many other religions they have, maybe not initially, but now the condition of the religion is such that on this certain day you worship God, you worship Allah in a certain manner, and other than that, you're on holiday for the rest of your days, for the rest of the week, or for the rest of the year. So if a person has this mentality of deen, if our deen was like this, then we could have said that if we are in the month of Ramadan and we have spent the month of Ramadan well, then alhamdulillah, we are successful. But we all know that is not the case. When that is not the case, then we need to understand, as well as how to spend the month of Ramadan, how to spend our life outside the month of Ramadan, and what the connection between Ramadan and the rest of our life is. The first thing we need to understand is what should be our reaction to the passing of the month of Ramadan. We all know what our reaction is to the month of Ramadan beginning. Certain ibadat of ours increase, we start fasting, we start performing the Taraweeh Salah. What should our reaction be to the passing and the ending of the month of Ramadan? So in this regard, there are two things to be kept in mind. And in reality, these two things, which we are going to mention right now, are to be kept in mind whenever a person gets the tawfiq to spend his time well, more so than usual for the sake of Allah. A person gets the tawfiq to spend 3 days in the path of Allah. After that, what should he do? What should his reaction be? They are the two things we are going to mention right now. A person gets the tawfiq to go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. After that, what should his reaction be? They are the two things we are going to mention right now. A person gets the tawfiq to study for many years and become an alim, or study for a lesser amount and finish some course of Islamic knowledge. What should his reaction be? They are the two things we are going to mention right now. And these are two things which we understand from the Quran and the Hadith. There is a very short surah in the Quran, Surah Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And it is one of the final surahs. In fact, according to some ulama, it is the final complete surah to be revealed from the glorious Quran. And what is the message of Surah Nasr? In short, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you victory and you see that people are accepting Islam in droves, in huge numbers, then your mission is complete. Then your mission is complete, which you have exerted so much effort for the span of 20, 23 years. Then what do you need to do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told in this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told the very two things that we are going to mention today. What is the first thing a person should do? The first thing a person should do is show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first thing he should do. He should show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, mention the tasbih of your Rabb and mention his hamd. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah. So in reality, there are some things which unfortunately we have never fully understood. And one of them is gratitude. When someone says that we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a bounty. Someone says, for example, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of iman. Or anything else. Then straight away, in our mind, gratitude means saying, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. In reality, this is only part of gratitude. This is one aspect of gratitude. What is real gratitude? Real gratitude is a three-step process. Real gratitude is a three-step process. And when a person carries out real gratitude, then upon that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a promise for him. And what is that promise? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show gratitude, meaning if you show real gratitude, I will give you more. So this applies in any deeni blessing or worldly blessing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person wealth and he shows real gratitude, he fulfills the three steps that we are going to discuss, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person good health, and he fulfills true gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. Yes, it's a different matter that sometimes through his wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of giving him more, he sometimes removes the wealth, sometimes removes the health. That is only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands that in this particular scenario, my servant deserves more because he is showing gratitude, but it is beneficial for him not to receive more. That is a different matter. So in the same way, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a deeni blessing, and any tawfiq to carry out good deeds is a deeni blessing. It's not the case that Ramadan came and every single Muslim in the world was given the tawfiq to do more. It's not the case that Ramadan came and every single Muslim was given the tawfiq to fast and perform the Taraweeh Salah. That is not the case, we all know that. So Ramadan came and we did more because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to do so. So if we show true gratitude to this blessing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more tawfiq. How does a person show true gratitude for something? The first step of gratitude is connected to the heart and the mind. What is this step? This step is that in our heart and minds, we should think to ourselves, number one, this is what we have received is something very valuable. What we have received is something very valuable. It's not something of low value. It's something extremely valuable. And the second thing in our heart and mind that we need to understand is that something which is extremely valuable, ordinarily to attain it, a person needs to give a very high price. If there is a diamond, a diamond is extremely valuable. On the other hand, an ordinary piece of metal, a piece of iron is not extremely valuable. So to obtain a piece of iron, a piece of metal, a person does not need to give a high price. But to obtain a diamond, a person needs to give a high price. Every person understands that. So when it came to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should have been the same. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something very valuable. For example, the tawfiq to carry out good deeds in the month of Ramadan, extremely valuable blessing. No diamond, no worldly blessing can equal it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this tawfiq. Extremely valuable blessing. And the second thing we should think is that it was not the case that I paid the price for it, meaning I did something to deserve it. I did something to deserve it. It was not the case that I did something to deserve it. That I made a lot of effort for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the month of Ramadan. That is why I was given the tawfiq to spend the month of Ramadan well. No, I didn't do much to deserve it. So I didn't pay the price for it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave it to me. Person should think this in his heart and mind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 20 rakats tarawih. I would say before the month of Ramadan, I was struggling with the 5 times 4 salah. I was struggling to perform them in the masjid. There was no reason in the month of Ramadan I would be able to perform 20 extra rakats. But the month of Ramadan came and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the tawfiq and I was able to. Before the month of Ramadan, if someone told me that, why didn't you fast 3 days in a row, I would think, too much. But the month of Ramadan came and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the tawfiq to fast 30 days in a row. It was such a great blessing. It was such a great achievement as well. But I didn't do anything to deserve it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the tawfiq to do it. This is the first thing that needs to happen. That in the heart and mind, a person needs to think of this. And before we go on to the second two steps, this first step itself has a lot of benefits, has huge benefit. In fact, if we carry out this first step correctly of gratitude, then the second and third step comes into our life. But a person, he should do this in his heart and mind. The second step of gratitude is connected to the tongue. What is that? That on his tongue a person praises Allah. He can do that in any language. He can say that in the Arabic language, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. He can do that in the English language, that, oh Allah, it is a great blessing of yours. I am thankful for it. And the third aspect of gratitude, the third step of gratitude, is that a person resolves that with my actions, I am going to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I am grateful as well. I'm going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actions that He gave me the tawfiq to do in the month of Ramadan, maybe not to the same extent, but I will try to carry on them. I will try to carry salah. I will try to carry out tilawah of the Quran. So gratitude are 3 stages. One that is connected to the heart, the other that is connected to the tongue, and the third that is connected to a person's limbs and a person's actions. And when a person carries out these 3 things, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show gratitude, I will give you more. In this case, that means I will give you the tawfiq to do more obedience. And what more can we want? What more can we want than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the tawfiq to do more obedience? In the hadith which I was fortunate to read in front of you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that يُبْعَثُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. That every person will be resurrected on the day of judgment. He will be brought back to life on the day of judgment in the condition in which he passed away. Every servant, he will be brought to life on the day of judgment in the condition in which he passed away. The ulama have said that means that if a person was busy in some good action whilst he passed away, he was busy in salah and he passed away, he will be resurrected on the day of judgment performing salah. So that everyone sees this is how he passed away. And on the other hand, if a person passed away disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he passed away, for example, the ulama have said, he passed away playing a musical instrument. On the day of judgment, he will be resurrected playing that musical instrument. The condition in which a person passes away, that is the condition in which he will be resurrected on the day of judgment. And the condition which a person is resurrected on the day of judgment, that is a sign of how the life hereafter is going to go on for him. If he is resurrected in a good condition, if he passed away reading the kalima la ilaha illallah, he will be resurrected reading the kalima la ilaha illallah. And if he passed away talking about the world, he will be resurrected talking about the world as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, if he passed away talking about sin, he will be resurrected talking about sin as well. So the point when we die is extremely important. Now this moment of our death, we don't know when it is. We don't know when it is. But we know this much, that it can fall in any 12 months of the year. And Ramadan being one of the 12 months, there is a 1/12th chance Less than 10% chance that our death is going to happen in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us a death in the month of Ramadan. Because there are special barakat of it. There are special virtues mentioned. That a person who passes away in the month of Ramadan, he is saved from the punishment of the grave. But a person should tell himself that more than 90% chance is that I will not pass away in the month of Ramadan. And the condition I pass away in is of extreme importance. So how do I make sure that I am successful in the hereafter? I need to pass away in the correct condition. How do I make sure I pass away in the correct condition? At all times I need to make sure I am ready to die. Whether I am in the month of Ramadan, I need to make sure I am in a condition, my dini condition is such that if I pass away now, I will be in a good condition on the Day of Judgment. And same with outside of Ramadan. Whether it is Shawwal, whether it is Dhul Qa'dah, whether it is Muharram. My dini condition needs to be such that if I pass away, then I will pass away in such a condition that on the Day of Judgment, I will be resurrected in a good condition. And for this, that very same tawfiq which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us in the month of Ramadan, we need it to carry on. And one of the most effective things we can do for that is show gratitude for what we were given in the month of Ramadan. Show gratitude for what we were given in the month of Ramadan. And what we have already explained how to do that. Number one, in our heart and mind, understand that it was a great blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it without us deserving it. Secondly, with the tongue, mention it. Time and time again, mention it. Whenever the thought comes that I did this in the month of Ramadan. That you know, in the month of Ramadan, I meant to do 3 khutam. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. In the month of Ramadan, I managed to perform Tarawih Salah every day. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. In the month of Ramadan, 16 hours fasting. Right now, I don't know how I managed it, but I managed it. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. And thirdly, resolve that to some degree or other, those actions will carry on. That obedience of Allah, that extra step we used to carry out, the obedience of Allah, that will carry on. That is the first thing we need to do. Show true gratitude for the month of Ramadan. And the benefit of this will be that inshallah this tawfiq will carry on. What is the second thing we need to do? After the passing of the month of Ramadan and after the passing of any opportunity for a good deed, the second thing we need to do is seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carry out istighfar. Why? After a person disobeys Allah, then it makes sense. I have just disobeyed Allah, I need to do istighfar. I just misuse my tongue, I need to do istighfar, that makes sense. I just misuse my eyes, I need to do istighfar, that makes sense. But why on earth should a person do istighfar and seek forgiveness from Allah after he does a good deed? The reason for that is that if we look into our good deeds, then we will realize that there are always deficiencies in our good deeds. There are always deficiencies in our good deeds. If we take a very simple example of two rakats of salah, after we perform that salah, if we were to think that was every part according to the sunnah method, then many of us would come to a conclusion that no, I didn't even think about it. When I was raising my hand, did I actually think that are my hands facing the qibla as they should be doing? Are my hands next to the ears as they should? Are my feet face? No. So these are all deficiencies in our salah. Secondly, if we think, from Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, what percentage of the salah was I concentrating in? We will again come to the conclusion that our salah was deficient. And apply this to any amal. I was reading the Quran for 1 hour. I read it, alhamdulillah. How much attention did I pay to make sure that I was reading it with tajweed? How much attention did I pay to make sure I was reading it with the etiquettes? How much attention did I pay to the fact that am I concentrating or not? And we will come to the conclusion that we did the amal, alhamdulillah, but it definitely had deficiencies. Now when this is the case, there is no need to become despondent. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human, and a human has deficiencies in his actions. But what we do need to do, is we need to do istighfar. In the Arabic language, astaghfirullah, in the English language, oh Allah, forgive my deficiencies. And what is the benefit of this? You can say istighfar is the patch up, it's a patching plaster. We did the amal, but the amal had deficiencies. Now if you are given a task, if you hire someone, if you hire a builder, if you hire a plumber, if you hire a joiner, and you give him a task, So you say, for example, I need this tassan, and I will pay you £1,000. So every person understands that if he does the job properly, then he gets £1,000, then he is deserving of the £1,000. If the joiner finishes the task, but when you go in, you say, you know what, that's not straight, that's crooked, that part doesn't fit properly, then you will tell him that sort it out. Until you don't sort it out, you are not getting anything. So in the same way, if we want the return for our actions, we need to make sure they are acceptable in the court of Allah. But what about the deficiencies? The method is that we patch them up with istighfar. If we patch up our deficiencies by doing istighfar, and we genuinely, and like we said, it's not difficult for each of us, even if Allah Ta'ala give someone the tawfiq to do a lot in the month of Ramadan, he will still easily be able to understand that there were definitely deficiencies. So when that is the case, we need to do istighfar. Whenever we remember anything about the month of Ramadan, show gratefulness to Allah with our tongue. In our heart, we feel happy. We are not saying feel despondent, feel happy. At the same time, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. What is the benefit of that? The first benefit of that is that our action will be accepted in the court of Allah, because any deficiencies will be wiped out with istighfar. And the second benefit of this is that the ulama have written that when an action is accepted in the court of Allah, then one of the effects of an action being accepted is that you get the tawfiq to do more. So if our action is if our actions of Ramadan are accepted in the court of Allah, because we have showed due importance to doing istighfar, so the deficiencies are patched up, then we will also be given the tawfiq to do more. So if we carry out gratitude properly, we will be given the tawfiq to do more. And if we carry out istighfar properly, we will also be given the tawfiq to do more. And if we are given the tawfiq to do more, then inshallah it is hoped that our whole life will be full of the obedience of Allah. When our whole life is full of the obedience of Allah, then whether we leave this world in Ramadan or outside the month of Ramadan, we will live in a good state. And when that is the case, then in the hereafter, we will be resurrected in a good state as well. And inshallah, as a result, we will be successful in the hereafter. So it is very, very our lesson today is very simple. That let us bring gratitude and istighfar in regards to the month of Ramadan. Thirdly, final point, and this is connected to the point of gratitude, that how do we show gratitude in practice? We did a lot in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, of what we did, the first thing we need to do is understand that there were two categories. Some of those things we did in the month of Ramadan are things that we should be doing outside the month of Ramadan anyway. 5 times salah. We were very punctual in the month of Ramadan. That is something we should be doing in the month of Ramadan anyway. Trying to make sure we don't misuse our eyes. Trying to make sure we don't misuse our tongue. These are things which we should have been doing in Ramadan, and we should be doing outside the month of Ramadan anyway. And the second category is those things that are not needed outside the month of Ramadan. Fasting every day, not needed outside the month of Ramadan. Tarawih salah, not needed outside the month of Ramadan. So those things which should carry on outside the month of Ramadan, we need to make sure that we carry them on. And we need to think to ourselves that, wait a minute, for 30 days in a row, I didn't miss a single salah. That means I can't perform my salah regularly. You know what? In the month of Ramadan, I barely misuse my eyes. Even if I did tawbah, that means I can't carry that out outside the month of Ramadan. I do have the ability. That is the first thing, that everything compulsory, everything we need to do outside of Ramadan, and we did in Ramadan, carry on doing it outside Ramadan. And the second thing, those things which we did in Ramadan that are not compulsory, but they are rewarding outside the month of Ramadan as well. The tilawah of the glorious Quran in abundance, nafal salah, spending time in the masjid. These things, we will not be able to carry them on to the same level. Not many of us will be able to carry on tilawah of the Quran to the same level. Not many of us will be able to carry out spending time in the masjid to the same level. But we can't do it to some degree or other. We can't still do it regularly. So let us make sure that we do these things with some regularity as well. In lesser quantity, but we carry on with these things. Inshallah, if we do these 3 points, then the barakat which we gained in the month of Ramadan will carry on. And if we do these things, then this will make sure that our life until next Ramadan is also in the obedience of Allah. And this is exactly what the Ramadan is for. I will end on this. Some pious people, one Sahabi, the name escapes my memory, he says that if a person spends the day of Jumu'ah well, then that is his whole week until the next Jumu'ah will go well. And if a person spends the month of Ramadan well, then his whole year until the next Ramadan will go well as well. So if we do these things, inshallah, we will attain this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. Is he off? Should be off. He's still coming in the system.